AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Colorado Democrats are deciding which direction to take their party. Jennifer King has a look.
Voters in Colorado's Democratic primary are facing the same question as Democrats nationwide. Will they choose seasoned traditional Democrats or younger, more left-leaning candidates? In Colorado's 1st Congressional District, incumbent Diana DeGette has been in office about as long as her challenger, 29-year-old Democratic Socialist Milat Quiros, has been alive. Senator John Hickenlooper is running for re-election.
We're fighting to overhaul ICE and lower costs, but the stakes are too high to slow down.
He faces Julie Gonzalez, a state senator who calls herself an insurgent progressive.
Go along to get along politics is robbing us blind.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser is running for governor.
We are at a treacherous moment for this republic.
His Democratic opponent is U.S. Senator Michael Bennett.
Bennett will protect Coloradans from Trump and ICE.
Each accused the other of not being tough enough against President Trump. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump's announced Republicans will hold a national convention ahead of the midterm elections, their first ever. Meantime, big decisions from the Supreme Court. The justices upheld a broad conception of birthright citizenship, rejecting President Trump's executive order, declaring that children born to people in the country illegally or temporarily are not U.S. citizens. And Mark Sherman reports.
The Supreme Court upheld state laws barring transgender girls and women from competing on high school and college sports teams in another setback for transgender rights.
The National Weather Service warns conditions are dangerous right now with a heat wave engulfing the Midwest and Great Lakes states. Hai Punjwani has a report.
Communities have opened cooling centers and advised people to stay hydrated. In Nashville, emergency crews were handing out water to homeless residents.
It's just miserable, honestly.
Logan King is one of those residents.
But this helps so much. Like, oh my goodness.
The Northeast will be feeling it through the 4th of July. This is AP News. A big return at the All England Club.
23-time Grand Slam champion Serena Williams lost in the first round at Wimbledon in her first professional singles match in nearly 4 years. The 44-year-old displayed the same powerful serve and heavy ground strokes that won her 7 Wimbledon titles. But 87th-ranked and 20-year-old Maya Joint from Australia via Michigan won more of the big points.
I don't know what just happened, to be honest.
Joint says she didn't get much sleep up until 2 a.m. just thinking about the match. And Serena Williams.
She has such an aura. She's such a legend. And this court has so many huge names that have played on it. I've been dreaming about this moment since I was a little kid. So this is pretty crazy.
Serena Williams smiled as she walked off the court to loud applause. She will play doubles at Wimbledon with older sister Venus Williams later in the week. I'm Ed Donahue.
The latest at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.